Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Jasmine with the Home Care Agency returning your missed call.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just don't know what to get started with everything for my in-laws.
Okay, well, let me get you some help, okay? What county does your in-laws reside in?
Westchester County.
You said Westchester County?
No, Lancaster County. Sorry.
Lancaster. Okay, hold on 1 second. Lancaster. And what kind of health insurances are they on?
I know that my mother-in-law is on United Healthcare, so she has Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay. We can check her Medicaid to see if she's eligible for the referral. Okay, what are her disabilities?
So she's learning disabled.
Okay.
She has...
So you're basically helping her with everything right now, right?
Yeah. Okay. And she doesn't drive.
Okay. And you're running her errands, prepping her meals, making sure she's eating, the house is clean.
Yeah, so I don't prep her meals, but I've been taking her to her appointments and cleaning and stuff like that.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Mommy's on the phone.
And what's her name?
Her name is Mary Ulrich.
How do you spell the last name for accuracy?
Yeah, that's okay. Ulrich.
Ulrich, date of birth?
Her date of birth, it is 1-8-59.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to have a birthday soon, girl. You're going to celebrate, right?
Yeah, we celebrate because mine is the day before hers, so it's pretty awesome.
No way. Happy birthday. That must have been a great gift for her.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Awesome. 1 second. Let me just check to see. And what's her address?
It's 112 Lily Drive in Ephrata, Pennsylvania.
17522. You're coming in and out.
17522. Sorry, hon.
That's okay. And what's the city that you said? How you spell that?
Ephrata.
Okay. All right, now let me just open up Promise. Let me see if she's in here. Let me see, because if she's in here, then it's going to be easy smoothie.
Okay.
Let me check. And either way, we're going to assist you. It may take longer if she's not on Medicaid, because then we have to get her onto Medicaid, because Medicaid is the only program that approves these services where she can hire you to be her attendant.
Okay.
But at least we'll know exactly what we need to do. So let me check. So Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Yep.
U-L-R-I-C-H.
Yep.
She don't have a middle initial, right?
Yeah, L. Honey, are you eating? Mommy's on the phone.
She's eligible, girl.
Oh, that's beautiful. Awesome.
You could get paid.
That's awesome. Oh, my goodness.
All right. What's your name? Because I got to send you your hiring application.
Absolutely. My name is Jessica Ulrich. Same spelling.
Jessica, you're her granddaughter, right?
Yes. In-law or whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, we're basically family.
You all live together in the same home?
No.
Okay. What's a good number to reach Mary?
Let me just...
And I'm going to have you write some stuff down. Get yourself a notebook or a notepad, somewhere where you can reference back to this material, okay?
Okay, awesome. Let me go get that. And then her number is 717-738-052.
I got 717-738-05.
0152.
0152. What I want you to do after we hang up, I want you to call Miss Mary. Let her know that you're going to be applying for home care on her behalf.
Okay.
Because they're going to call her, so she needs to be aware, okay?
Oh. Awesome.
All right. Now, a good number to reach you is this one, right? The 717-606-3441?
Yes.
Okay.
And if I don't answer, I hope they'll leave a detailed voice message.
I will. Awesome. Yeah, we will. Yep. Mm-hmm. Also, who's the second person? Let me check for you. Who's the second person?
It's Richard Ulrich.
One second. Richard, and is the same spelling of the last name?
Yes.
Okay, what's his date of birth?
It is 12-12-53, so he recently had a birthday as well.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right, one second. Let me check for him, because if he's eligible, then we'll submit everything at once and get the assessments done for both of them at the same time.
I don't think he is, because I think she said his mom, my husband's mom, said that he's on just Medicare. So.
Then we need to apply for Medicaid for him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how, if that was
easy. Yeah.
Like,
it's going to be easy.
Awesome.
Girl, he has Medicaid and he's eligible.
Oh,
you're going to get paid for both. All right. He has a Medicare cost sharing program, and but he has Medicaid. So if he has Medicaid, we just got to get the broker to approve the services and get his in-home assessment. I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, all right?
I do have a piece of paper. I'm just waiting to get – looking for a pen. Sorry.
Please don't lose that piece of paper, because you're going to need it, okay?
Yeah.
Is Richard residing at the 112 Lily Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's a good number to reach Richard?
The same phone number if you need
it. Okay. And you're going to be the caregiver to both, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to be the point of contact for both?
What does that mean? I'm sorry.
Point of contact, meaning that if they need anything, anyone needs to get a hold of them, you're going to be the to go to. They're going to call you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Noah's Ark.
Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Yep, I am ready.
You ready?
Yep.
You're going to write Medicaid broker number.
Okay. Medicaid broker number.
It's 877.
Okay.
550.
Okay.
4227.
Okay.
I'm going to give you her Medicaid ID number, right? Medicaid ID number next to it.
Okay. Medicaid ID number.
It's 0303.
Okay.
2120.
Okay.
96.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to give you grandpa's. Hold on. That's your grandpa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You're going to call the same number, same thing. I'm going to give you his number now.
Okay.
Let me just, 1 second. I got to put all this information in. Okay. So his number is 440.
Okay.
169.
Okay.
0260.
Okay.
All right. Let me see who's available over at the agency.
Okay.
So that they can assist me and you to call the broker to get them online for an assessment, okay? Give me 1 second. I bet you didn't expect such great news on the second day of January.
No, I did not.
Yay. I mean, you're probably already doing everything for them, so might as well get compensated.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I haven't done is bathe them, but if that's what I need to do, I definitely will. I know they need it. So.
Well, bathing scores the highest in the assessment, so just keep that in mind when you tell them because you're going to have to prep them, okay?
Okay, okay.
So basically, when they come into the home, they're going to want to, you know, see, you know, what they need help with. That's when they help create the care plan. So
okay.
If, you know, anything personal care on their body, so grooming, bathing, you know, doing their hair, you know, if you're putting their dentures away, if you're cleaning them, if you're clipping toenails, all of that counts, okay?
Okay.
That's all personal care. So at some point or another, they have to answer yes to that question. So
okay.
Even if you shot, like, let's say your grandma, let's say you walked her into the shower or you shadowed her so she's not afraid of tripping and falling, but you're there. You're not inside the bathroom with her, but you are helping her gather her things, getting her in and out the shower. That's all assistance in the bathroom. That all counts.
Okay. Okay. So I'm just going to answer yes that I do that. Thank
yes.
Okay.
There you go. And I need you to tell them to answer yes because they're not going to ask you. They're going to ask them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so that's why. Go ahead.
If we're going to be on the phone right now, I mean.
No. It's not going to be. When we call, you're going to do the initial referral. I'm going to assist you through it. So, yes. If they ask you those questions, you're going to say yes. So
okay.
It'll give you time to prep them. So when they come to do the home visit, you already tell them what they need to say.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to prep. They're going to be prepped. Okay. Give me 1 second because I'm trying to see if anyone is available so that I can transfer this call directly to a live person so we could get you guys the help you need. 1 second.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Are you all done? No, are you still hungry? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, look, there's some more eggs right there. Got a lot left. You got a lot of eggs. There you go. It's yummy. It's healthy, too. Yes. What? You're done. Okay. You want some yogurt? Okay. Thank you. Hey, ma'am.
I'm on the line, yes.
Oh, sorry.
I'm just waiting for one of our specialists so that you don't have to go back and forth. 1 second. All right, I can't get anyone to respond. They might be busy assisting other patients. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the agency's information as well.
Okay.
All right, so you could go ahead on your own and call the broker and schedule them online for the in-home assessment we spoke about, okay?
Okay.
So the agency's info is, the name of the agency is called Family First Care. That's okay. Family First Care.
Okay.
The agency's information is, phone number is 267.
Okay.
551-7410. That's my direct number, 7410, and my name is Jasmine.
Awesome.
And then the agency's phone number is 7400. So it's the same number but ends in 00.
Okay, awesome.
I want you, Jessica, to call them right now and tell them that you're both, Mr. Richard and Miss Mary are in need of home care services. They both have active Medicaid. And that you're trying to assist them through the process because you're going to be their caregiver. And
okay.
You want to schedule the in-home assessment. You want to get the ball rolling.
Okay.
They're going to give you what's called an assessment date. And I want you to call me back at the 7410 number and tell me what they told you so that I can add it to the notes. And hopefully by then someone will be available so that I can further transfer you so
okay.
that they can send you your hiring application. We could get it out the way. All right?
Awesome.
All right, Jessica, welcome to Family First.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Call me as soon as you're done with that, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Uh-huh.
Yep.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.